lot of updates from Florida in particular, and also the southern states after dealing with two hurricanes in 2 weeks, Helene and Milton. And Paul, as you mentioned, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said yesterday that it's going to be at least a year, he believes, until they can clean up or begin to assemble into what would be considered normal. And he added more about getting fuel.
We've deployed millions of gallons of diesel and motor vehicle gas. Florida Highway Patrol continues to escort fuel tankers throughout the state. They've escorted over 100 tankers since Milton made landfall.
Did you know that they're giving people 10 gallons of gas?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a lot of gas.
And long lines, though. Some people had to wait hours to get fuel. So this is one of the steps. The other is there are still quite a few people without power.
And some of the rivers upstream from Tampa are still rising.
And you continue to see videos, drone footage, helicopter shots from boats, the damage around the Florida, including the tornadoes that just devastated some areas across the panhandle from basically the Gulf side. It cut through a diagonal moving to the northeast on the other side. That was Hurricane Milton last week. Meanwhile, people from this region continue. There's an outpouring of help. We know they've sent utility workers from the Red Cross, Salvation Army, Brothers Brother Foundation, all stepping in to help out. Campaign continues 3 weeks tomorrow. We're going to have an election. And J.D. Vance in Johnstown over the weekend, Kamala Harris in Erie today. We understand Tim Walz coming back, and Donald Trump in Philadelphia. So Pennsylvania and our region continue to be so important in this race.
I wouldn't be surprised, Larry, if we see a candidate or two several times a week here in the Pittsburgh area now, I would imagine.
Yeah, there's a story I saw in the Trib today about why. What makes us in particular here in southwestern Pennsylvania so important to this campaign? Fascinating, and we have 19 Electoral College votes. Obviously, we're considered a really important swing state. You win Pennsylvania, you win the election. So the candidates will continue to come and go. How about your Pittsburgh Steelers on the road in Las Vegas?
I thought that was a home game.
It seemed like it. In fact, T.J. Watt talked about the fans.
We knew that was going to be the case, but appreciate it. Steeler fans are incredible. Steeler Nation is smart when it comes to when to get loud, and they were awesome today.
Yeah, and then Mike Tomlin added,
winning is our business. Football is our game. Winning is our business. We hadn't been handling business, and so it's just good to get back to taking care of business. This is a normal state for us. It needs to be.
And he opened with thanking the fans also.
You know, I think the first thing that needs to be said is just really taken aback by the support that we got here from our fans. Steeler Nation, you know, continually, man, they show up, man. I just thought it was awesome, man. The environment for a road venue was special. It was special to be a part of. A lot of good things. You know, the splash plays, the block punt. Can't say enough about TJ that hadn't already been said in terms of his ability to impact the game in a variety of ways. It is special. We're not surprised by it, but it's still special.
Then 32-13, the final score. Did I get that right in a week?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
It, you know, they kind of took over the game as the second half rolled on, and it was fun to see the turnovers, a block punt. How about T.J. Watt punching the ball out twice?
Jeez. I mean, that guy's unbelievable. He wreaks havoc in the backfield.
Yeah, and their guy, Crosby, I saw them on the field after the game. The network showed them talking to each other. You could tell there was mutual respect there.
Crosby's a really top-end guy.
Special athlete.
He's up on the top of the shelf with guys like TJ.
So the Steelers come home. They got another Sunday night game, which is really rare to host two home Sunday night games within just a couple of weeks. So last week it was Dallas, and next week it'll be the New York Jets.
Did you see what happened to Dallas yesterday?
Yeah. They were
the
just,
Lions bludgeoned them.
They just brutalized them.
Yes.
And so they're, you know, licking their wounds. They were rolling after they got fortunate to beat the Steelers last Sunday night. So, unfortunately, Baltimore won with the Commanders. It was a good game for a while, but Baltimore ends up. So they're 4-2. Steelers are 4-2. Those two teams have yet to play. But the Steelers get a team that's really struggling in the Jets. They fired their coach. They got a lot of issues. They come here Sunday night, and then a Monday night, Steelers host the Giants. So if they play their cards right, they could be 6-2 heading into a bye week. And that's what's happening. That's what people are talking about in the Big K Morning Show. Download the free Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go. AUDACY will keep you posted on breaking news, weather events. And we have events of our own like Pet Fest 24 presented by Subaru. It's back October 27th at Rockwell Park in the East End. And if you've never been, I was there last year for an event. It's really great space. And the event will be 9:30 to 4. Bring your four-legged friends. Participate in costume contests, and Santa will be there to take pictures with your pets. Stop by any Subaru dealer for your complimentary tickets, and you can go to kdkradio.com for details anytime. You have a pet, Aaron?
I don't. I grew up with pets, but me and Vinny don't have a pet yet.
You want one?
I do. I want a dog.
You want a dog?
Of course.
Because I have somebody that has a couple of cats are looking for a home.
You know, after hearing our guest last week, I'm thinking, do I adopt an animal? And, you know, I didn't decide on that yet.
Well, you can always take a look.
And right.
Sometimes they adopt you.
Right. They capture your heart if unexpectedly.
You go visit. We've got a lot of people very passionate about pets here with Animal Friends, Humane Society, and that's how we got our dog. It's been a while, though. 13 years. She's getting old. She's a sweet old girl.
Yeah, my grandma was a dog breeder, so my mom grew up like with so many dogs in the house, so she always quote-unquote fostered dogs, and then we'd end up keeping them. I'm like, Mom, another one? And then we have them for the rest of their life.
Well, it's an opportunity if you want to adopt a pet, but bring your pet when you get one to Pet Fest. Again, that's October 27th. What else is going on over the weekend? A lot of people are planning for their travel for the holidays, and travel experts are saying you better hurry. They're saying today is the last chance to get the best rates for airline travel. Why today is a good question, but if you are making plans that involve getting an airline ticket, you might want to investigate getting it today because it's booking up fast.
I am curious what makes this day better than any other.
Yeah, I guess the way the algorithms are for how they figure travel, and particularly, you know, around Thanksgiving and then the Christmas travel. And then after that, a lot of people go south to Florida. And in this case, we're going to check in. We want to get an update from Elliot Falcione in Bradenton, Sarasota. They were hit with the eye of the storm on Milton last week. And he had a chance over the weekend to survey. But one of the things that many people in those parts of the country are hoping is they can get their resorts are up and running by the time, you know, this is where they make their money for the winter breaks. But the question is, if you typically go to a place there, when will you know if it's still available? So that's one of the questions we'll ask. And then I know they're planning to do some things to help with obviously the many people who don't have a home, some cases don't have insurance, don't have places to go. Where is everybody? And what will they do? It's a big issue, a big question. And we'll also check in with our meteorologist, get a look at our week. Completely different than previous weeks, with highs today only around 53 and 49 tomorrow. This is the Big K Morning Show. Thanks for choosing us. I'm Larry Richard, along with our anchor man, Paul Rasmussen. And we go live to the Bradenton, Florida area, where we reached out to the executive director of the Bradenton Convention and Visitors Bureau, Elliot Falcioni, who's a Pittsburgh native, been down there for more than three decades and never witnessed anything like the last 3 weeks brought with Helene and then Milton. Elliot, good morning.
Good morning, Larry and Paul. It's a beautiful day in the Bradenton area.
Well, I saw a video that you sent me of one of the beaches, and it looks pristine compared to a lot of other areas that we have seen. So now that you've had a full weekend to survey the damage in the region, what's the update?
Well, first, congratulations on the Mercarni Award. You guys are batting lead off, you and Paul and Aaron. Congratulations. Well deserved. Makes me proud as a Pittsburgher.
Thank you.
Toured the island all day Saturday, as you can see the video of the beaches, really, really good shape. That's really important that when the barrier islands are open, that helps restart the economy. There's a lot of debris around the island, though. So the island has sand and furniture, mainly in the right-of-ways. On the mainland, it's trees, just pine trees and oak trees. I think I sent you a photo of a tree that probably looks almost 200 years old. It looks like the Monongahela monster for the listeners that used to go to Kennywood back in the day. They're going to start removing debris today. They have a temporary landfill, so that's great. There is some power still out on the barrier islands, and it's spotty around the mainland. Hopefully all the power in Manatee County will be restored by the end of this week. The good news is water and sewage out to the barrier islands now, they're no longer on a boiled water notice. So a lot of progress has happened since the storm came through.
And have you had any contact with agencies that are reaching out to help?
Yeah, I mean, from the state government to the federal government, we have so much support down here. We struggle to find areas for them to mobilize. So it's been a blessing, all the help. It's just organizing it. It's great watching leaders lead effectively and consistently. And that's really going to get our community back in order. What I meant by a beautiful day in the Bradenton area, the weather is going to be spectacular this week. Highs in the low 80s, lows in the low 60s. You know, that storm pulled down a cold front from the north. And that's really important because what it's doing is it's going to protect our people out in the field from dehydration. And it's going to also continue to slow down, lower that temperature in the Gulf of Mexico to protect us from future major storms.
Elliot, how much longer do you think that there's going to be, in terms of waiting time, before people can spend some vacation time in Bradenton and Sarasota?
Well, it's a great question, Paul. And I've always been really careful of putting a timeline on anything. But what I can tell you is the county did an audit recently, and most of the hospitality business are saying 30 to 60 days. So what I would urge Pittsburghers who plan to come down in the winter time, winter being middle of January, February through spring training, don't cancel your trip. I feel really, really good that we're going to get the barrier islands back in the shape. Now, the mainland part of the community, you may not even notice that we were affected by a major hurricane in 2 to 3 weeks, because as that debris is removed, you're going to see some signs down, some stop signs. But really, it's in really good shape. So we're well and alive. I'm working with the two greats in Pittsburgh in the entertainment industry, Britt Chandler and Bob Bozzelli, and we're going to work on two charity concerts down here, hopefully within the month, because what we want to do is raise some monies for hospitality workers that really aren't getting paid right now to help them supplement, because two things, we want them to be able to pay their bills, and number two, we don't want them to go get jobs in places like Las Vegas or Phoenix or New York. So so we have Pittsburghers helping us already, and I know it's a long-winded answer, but we feel like we're going to get this place back into shape within 30 to 60 days.
And that's so critical, because that is the economy, especially in the winter, right? The tourism business, and that'll keep, to your point, everybody working, and then they can take care of themselves. So that's an important factor.
Yeah, the tourism industry for the Bradenton area brings in about $2.2 billion to the local economy a year. It enhances the quality of life for the residents that live here as well. And that's about 40,000 hospitality jobs. So, you know, when you come here to vacation in the future, the Barrier Islands, some of your favorite boutique shops may not be there. Some of the beachfront restaurants may not be ready. But I believe we're going to have a good 10, 12 restaurants on the island. We are. We've restarted the bus system, and we hope to have the midsection of the Anna Maria Pier repaired and to get the water ferry going again within 2 to 3 weeks, because there are some people that lost some cars, so we need that public transportation to get them to and from work.
Ellie, appreciate the update, partner. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. One more thing really important for everybody here. Contrary to what I mentioned late last week, Sarasota-Bradenton International Airport is now planned to open Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock. The roof was in worse shape than they imagined. But right now, 9 a.m. Wednesday morning, the airport should reopen.
That's an important factor. All right, partner, we'll stay in touch. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great day. Appreciate the support.
Keep the faith. We've got Elliot Falcione, who's the executive director of the Bradenton Convention and Visitors Bureau, and appreciate the update. And let's go to meteorologist Joe Lundberg at AccuWeather's World Headquarters. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
So, big change temperature-wise for us this week.
Oh, no doubt about it. We started out 70 degrees highs on Friday and Saturday, jumped to 77 yesterday, but a front has come through, and we're going to struggle to be much above 50 today, and probably will stay in the 40s across the area tomorrow.
Joel, is there any return to warmer weather before it starts to turn winter on us? Or
yes, this a big area of high pressure will then build in late this week. So Thursday we start to warm up. We're back into the mid to upper 50s, and we're jumping to the 60s on Friday. I think the weekend's going to be really nice across the area with sunshine and temperatures either well up in the 60s, maybe even 70 plus. So the weekend's going to be really nice around here.
And what about tropical weather? Are you seeing anything on the horizon of concern?
Well, there's always areas of concern at this time, but the others. The Caribbean, the Western Caribbean in particular, is an area that you're going to have to watch for late this week and this weekend. Right now, it's probably not much better than 50-50 chance that anything develops, and if it does, right now the most likely place for it to go would be into Central America and not up into the Gulf of Mexico. And there may be something that tries to develop more out in the Central Atlantic here late this week and into this weekend, but that would probably stay out in the Atlantic. So at least as far as U.S. interests are concerned, things look pretty good for the week ahead.
Appreciate the update, Joe. Thank you.
You're welcome, Larry.
Meteorologist Joe Lundberg at AccuWeather. With Paul Rasmussen. Teacher shortages. There are teacher shortages around the region. We'll tell you about that and what they're trying to do in terms of recruitment, and in some cases changing the requirements just to get teachers in a classroom. And some schools have today off, others do not. This is a federal holiday, as you're aware, Columbus Day or Indigenous Peoples Day, however you want to look at it. Tomorrow, an important day. If you're a senior on Medicare, choosing the right health care plan is critical. This is enrollment period time. So tomorrow we have an Ask the Experts Day with MediConnect. based right here in Pittsburgh. So they'll be standing by to answer your questions starting tomorrow at 8. You can call anytime, 888-818-MEDI. That's 888-818-6334. What else is going on this week? I think a lot of people are looking forward to, after the Steelers won on the road, Paul, another Sunday night game, which is actually pretty incredible because I don't know, because the Steelers, check this out. They're going to be hosting the New York Jets Sunday night after last Sunday hosting the Cowboys on Sunday night. And we certainly hope there will not be a weather delay.
Like the last time.
That was not, that part was not fun.
It was all over by 1 a.m., right? Because of the delay.
Oh, yeah. So it ended on Monday. So the Steelers host the Jets Sunday.
The Jets are a mess right now.
Yeah, and hopefully they keep it that way. You know, they can do whatever they want after next Sunday. But then the next Monday, we're home again on Monday Night Football with the other New York City team, the Giants, who are really in New Jersey. And then they have a bye week. So they're 4-2 right now. They got a chance, I mean, a legitimate chance to be 6-2 going into a bye week, which would be a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and the rest of the schedule after that firms up pretty much.
Yeah, you got the Commanders, who are a good football team. Then we're going to host the Ravens on November 17th.
Big test right there.
Then on the road against the Browns, they stink.
Yep.
And then on the road against the Bengals, then Browns at home. So it's bam, bam, bam.
Yeah. Looks like the Bengals are kind of getting it together now. It started rough, but they're doing better.
Yeah, well, we need them to be rough for a while.
Please.
But we're right there on the precipice of being
4-2 right now.
4-2. Take it.